So I'm here with George Andreas, who is with Kinect for Xbox 360. Clearly, all the buzz. And we do a show that actually a lot of IT pros, developers, people that create games, and want to know a little bit about the technology behind the system. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we can talk a lot about that, actually. It's the first time we've actually highlighted it to the world in general. It's using a completely unique, revolutionary system. It's using the 3D depth camera, and the system allows us to basically map an entire body, human bodies, be able to stand in front of the sensor and stand in front of the telly and actually play the entire game without having anything in their hands. No controllers, no buttons, nothing at all. And it's the first time that anybody's been able to actually do something like this, and it's a completely magical experience. No barrier to entry, very, very simple to play, very intuitive, and a lot of fun.
And so why has it taken so long to get to this point? I remember the iToy and stuff back in the day, everything kind of felt a little bit glitchy. Is it ahead of its time? Are we right on time? What were we waiting for, technically wise?
I think we were just waiting for the 3D technology, 3D camera, to be at a point where we can actually make it affordable, and also to try and develop experiences that would highlight that technology to the best. So it's taken a bit of time, but we're there. I think we're actually on the cusp right now. So in timing wise, I think we're bang on the money.
And have there been any particular types of games, whether it be like a shooter or a driving game or any game, that's been a little bit tougher to develop for the Kinect?
I mean, things that I've always said, I think you can make any experience on Kinect, to be perfectly honest. I think it takes a different type of mindset. You need to reinvent, I think, for certain types of games, like shooters. You're not going to get the kind of twitch gameplay that you do with a Halo, for instance, but you'll get a different type of experience if it's shooting that's what you want to do. Obviously, something like Kinect Sports is fantastic because it's all about full-body motion tracking. It's all about playing sports in a way that you would in real life as well. So it's a perfect fit in terms of, you know, one of the first games to come out for the hardware together with what the hardware can actually do. So.
And we did announce some of the games. Can you tell me a little bit more about those?
Some of the games, obviously, we have Kinect Sports, which is what we're looking at today. We have the Animals game. We have Adventures as well. So there's a few products that from first party actually developing. Joyride is another one as well. And they're each very, very unique, very, very different, and they fulfill a completely different remit. But they're all a lot of fun, and they can all be played, obviously, with the new Kinect system as well. So.
And what do you say to people that want to be game developers or game companies to develop something for Kinect?
I would say don't be scared. Don't be scared, because a lot of people I spoke to initially were saying, well, we have no buttons, we have no controllers, how are we supposed to make an experience this way? And I think it just takes takes a bit of time to take a step back, look at something. It's almost like you're throwing away the rule book, really, from a game design perspective. But I think that's a good thing. It allows us to then be fresh. It allows us to push forward with new ideas and with the new technology and create new experiences. So that's what this is all about, really.
And has there been one battle? Like, usually there's a hurdle when you're trying to get something out the door. What was the hurdle to get Kinect out the door?
I think the hurdle for Kinect Sports in particular, no pun intended, obviously hurdles, but I'd say that the biggest problem we've had is actually doing enough user testing and to try and make every experience accessible to every single person, whether you're male, female, young or old. The way I run may be very different to the way you run, for instance, but the game has got to correspond and it's got to work well enough for me as well enough for yourself as well. So that's probably been the biggest challenge from a technical perspective. How do we make the game accessible to everybody? Everybody moves in a very different way.
Right.
It's almost like a signature. It's like a fingerprint. Your fingerprint is very different to my fingerprint, and the physical expression is very similar to that as well. So that's been the biggest hurdle. But we've overcome that now, and we're really happy with the results. And you know, the user testing has proven incredibly popular. People enjoying the game, playing the game. So it's a fantastic achievement for everyone.
And we've heard a little bit about. It seems that this is more for casual gamers. But what can you say to the hardcore gamers, those people that play 100 hours, you know, a week about Kinect?
Yeah, I think speaking to people recently, the last few days, people. Will the hardcore gamer really want to stand up in front of the telly and play an experience for a long period of time? I don't think they will. Does that mean we can't make experiences for the hardcore gamer? No. I think we can make those kind of experiences. There's a lot of different types of games that we can make that will actually appeal to the core gamer. But those are probably second generation titles, maybe even third generation titles. But I wouldn't, if you're a core gamer, don't be afraid. You know, this is something that we're just trying to broaden the market with Kinect, and this is like the first step in that journey. And it is a journey. This is not a 1-year product, a 2-year product. This is going to be something that's going to be around for many years, and there'll be a lot of products that will come out that will actually appeal to everybody, including the core gamers.
And we've seen a lot about sort of the hand gesturing and that sort of sensor, but I haven't heard a lot about voice recognition. This apparently has that. What's the technology behind that, and how does that work?
The voice recognition, we're not actually using that specifically in Kinect Sport, but some of the other products will be using voice recognition. Voice recognition is around in other forms of media as well, and that's going to be another way, another kind of barrier to entry that's completely invisible to people. I don't know if you saw the press briefing yesterday, but being able to kind of pause videos live and being able to kind of move your hand over and select different videos from the Zune from the Zoom system, for instance. It's just another natural user interface. It's another natural way of interacting with an experience in a way that you don't need a button. You don't need controllers or anything like that. So voice is going to be a big part of Kinect as we move forward.
Now, what are some of the things that, you know, you working on Kinect would like to highlight about it?
And particularly with Kinect Sports, I'd say from our perspective, the goal was always to try and create the premier physical play sports title from day one. That's what we've always wanted to do, and I think we're very, very close to achieving that. I think once you play Kinect Sports, there's no going back. You're not going to be able to go back and play games that use one or two sticks, and you have to waggle and press buttons to kind of release balls and all that sort of stuff. It's completely natural, and I think once you've played this, you're going to look at those other experiences and think this is really a big step forward. So we're very happy with that.
Great job. Congratulations. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.